you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
The ten horns you saw are ten kings who have not yet received a kingdom, but who for 1 hour will receive authority as kings along with the beast. They have one purpose and will give their power and authority to the beast. They will wage war against the Lamb, but the Lamb will triumph over them because he is the Lord of lords and King of kings. Can I get an amen? Revelation chapter 17 verses 12. And 13, encouraging thought right there from the book of Revelation. Hello there, friend. I am so glad that you're here. My goodness, I'm glad that I'm here. What are you talking about? It is the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends. I'm the friends part, Joey Kroll. I love Thursdays. Look forward to Thursdays. And this week, I'm excited this week because tomorrow morning, I'm starting my 3-day retreat. I'm heading out of town. I'm so excited about this. I'm heading out to Atlanta for a few days. I'm going to go visit Dr. Charles Stanley's church. That's something that I try to do each and every year, and I'm doing that this weekend. I'm so looking forward. I'm getting away from responsibilities, getting away from phone calls and work and responsibilities. My wife has granted me 3 days to myself, so God bless her. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm heading out to bright and early tomorrow morning. I mean, right after I drop the kids off of school, I'm gone and I'm turning my phone off and ain't looking back until I get back on Sunday night. So I'm looking forward to that. That 3-day retreat is something I always look forward to. So yeah, if you can be praying for me on that, please do so. But friend, it is so great to be here with you today. Lots of great stuff happening. And yet we have another event. I'm so excited about this. Have you ever considered going to Israel? It's something that I always wanted to do, and maybe you're in that same boat, but Great News Radio is getting ready for a Holy Land Tour 2013. And coming up next Friday, October the 19th at 6:30 p.m., you're invited to be part of Taste of Israel Q&A. Again, on Friday the 19th, not tomorrow, but a week from tomorrow, at the Community Evangelical Free Church in Mahomet. Now, you'll have an opportunity to enjoy some food and fellowship with Mark Burns and Pastor Jason. Also, learn about the land where God chose to come down and walk among us, touch us, change us. Experience the taste, sounds, and people that make Israel unique. And plus, you can get more information on the upcoming Great News Radio missions trip. So if this is something that you've always wanted to do, if you always wanted to walk in the footsteps of Jesus, wow, what a great opportunity to do this. You have an opportunity to get more information on this as part of the Taste of Israel Q&A on Friday, October the 19th at 6:30 at the Community Evangelical Free Church of Mahomet on the corner of Riverbend Boulevard and Route 47 in Mahomet. You do need to reserve for this event, though. 217-367-7777. 217-367-7777. Great opportunity for you to walk in the shoes, walk in the same footsteps as Jesus. Something I've always wanted to do. So if that's you, a great opportunity to do that for the Taste of Israel Q&A coming up next Friday the 19th. Well, as we know, this month, the month of October, is Pastor Appreciation Month. And think about this. Where would we be without the encouragement, the challenges, the love, and the teaching from our pastor? Where would we be if we didn't have that? The direction of the local church. Where would we be without our pastors? That's a job that they love, but it's a job that can be quite overwhelming at the same time. So I'm so grateful as somebody who's been on both sides of the pulpit that there is a month dedicated to honoring your pastor. So today, here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends, I want to honor pastors today. It is a noble calling of one who is a pastor, a high calling. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1, it says, "In the presence of God and Christ Jesus, who will judge the living and the dead, and in view of his appearing in his kingdom, I give you this charge. Preach the word.
Be prepared in season and out of season. Correct, rebuke, and encourage with great patience and careful instruction. For the time will come when people will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear. They will turn their ears away from the truth and turn aside to myths. But you, Pastor, keep your head in all situations. Endure hardship. Do the work of an evangelist. Discharge all the duties of your ministry. Honoring pastors for Pastor Appreciation Month on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends on Great News Radio.
Paul was weary on his journey, his body frail and weak. The apostle knew the end was near as he dipped his pen in ink. He wrote, "Timothy, my son, I have fought the fight of faith. Carry on what I've begun, but most of all I pray. Preach the word, preach the cross. Preach redemption to a lost and dying world. Lift your voice unashamed of the gospel of his name. Until all have heard, preach the word."
right. Preach the word. I love it. You are listening to the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends here on Great News Radio, and we are honoring pastors today. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 12 and 13 says, "And we urge you, brothers, to recognize those who labor among you and are over you in the Lord, and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love for their works' sake. Be at peace among yourselves." 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 12 and 13. So how does somebody honor their pastor? It's a great question. It's like, where do you begin? How do you start? I came across just a couple ideas from ChristianPost.com. It's a great Christian organization, great website. And they came up with a list of five ways to show your pastor that you appreciate him. Number one, they kind of encourage to interrupt him on Sunday morning, in a polite way, of course, and organize where people would testify on how he has touched their lives. I think that's a great way. Just letting the pastor know and coming up with an opportunity during service on Sunday, sometime this month, of just letting him know through the testimonies of others how God has used him to touch the lives of the people in the congregation. Also, bless his family. It could be gift cards. It can be monetary donations. It could be, just offering to clean up his house. Just bless his family somehow, some way, because a lot of people forget about the families in the midst of that. My wife is a pastor's wife, and it can be quite overwhelming for her sometimes. Also, number three, another way to honor your pastor and show appreciation to him, doing something that will refresh his soul. Maybe sending him away to a 3-day retreat or an opportunity to get out of town for a couple of days and not have to worry about pastoral duties. That's always fun. I always enjoy doing that. Also, commit yourself, number four, commit yourself to being more faithful. One of the biggest battles that a pastor faces is Monday morning. So being faithful in showing up to the business meetings, being faithful to showing up to services other than Sunday morning and volunteering and really letting him know that you are faithful and doing it all in Jesus' name too. And last but not least, number five, relieve the stress off of his life. Studies have shown that pastoral ministry is one of the highest stress jobs out there. I bet many pastors are raising their hands and saying, "Amen, brother." But yeah, many, 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 many pastors quit the ministry because of the stress. So do things that will relieve the stress in his life, whether it be finances, demands on time, or the expectation to perform or look the parts. Do what you can to relieve that stress. Be somebody that holds up his arms as he is seeking God's providence for your church and your community. Honoring pastors for Pastor Appreciation Month on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends, right here on Great News Radio.
Dreamed I went to heaven, you were there with me. We walked upon the streets of gold beside the crystal sea. We heard the angels singing and someone called your name. We turned and saw this young man and he was smiling as he came. And he said, "Friend, you may not know me now." Then he said, "But wait, you used to teach my Sunday school when I was only 8. And every week you would say a prayer before the class would start. And one day when you said that prayer, I asked Jesus in my heart. I am a life that was changed. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am so glad you gave." Then another man stood before you.
said, remember the time a missionary came to your church and his pictures made you cry. You didn't have much money, but you gave it anyway. Jesus took the gift you gave, and that's why I'm here today.
Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am a life that was changed. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am so glad you gave.
One by one they came, far as the eye could see. Each life somehow touched by your generosity. Little things that you had done, sacrifices made, I noticed on the earth, in heaven now proclaimed. I know up in heaven you're not supposed to cry, but I am almost sure there were tears in your eyes as Jesus took your hand and you stood before the Lord. He said, my child, look around you, for great is your reward. Thank you for giving to the Lord. For I am a life that was changed.
Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am so glad you gave.
Yeah, that's right. Honoring pastors for Pastor Appreciation Month on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends right here on Great News Radio.
To the guy who left the pamphlet on the midnight Greyhound bus that asked me if I knew where I was going. To the late night TV preacher when I couldn't sleep a wink, reminding me there's peace for those that know him. To the kid who wore the t-shirt that said Elvis is cool, Jesus is the one.
Little white-haired lady who works at guess I can say, who always says, God bless you when you see her. To a mom and dad, he spent a lifetime on their knees, praying for the child they love so dear. I wish I told them more while they were here.
Pastor, know that you appreciate him. Give him a big hug, a handshake, a high five, maybe a gift, and let him and his family know that you appreciate them and the sacrifices and the decisions that they make and the dedication for serving the kingdom of God, our churches, and our communities. Well, friend, my name is Joey Kroll. Thank you so much for letting me spend some time with you as part of the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends. Don't forget, Mark Burns in the seat tomorrow for the Friday edition of Mark and Friends. God bless you, friend. Remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.